a Wiltshire teenager, has been recognised nationally for her voluntary work. 17-year-old Emily Palmer from Marlborough has been given a British Citizen Award after raising thousands of pounds for charities that help babies and children. She set up a charitable fund after the death of her nephew Oscar, who was born at 31 weeks. Mike Faulkner is the co-founder of the awards and joins me now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Lovely story, and certainly what an inspiration Emily is at the age of 17 doing this. I mean, is she unusual?
It's interesting, actually. We've had two slightly younger recipients of the British Citizen Awards, to both age 16 recently. But it's not unusual, but it's not recognised widely, which plays really to the whole reason for the British Citizen Awards, is to recognise the good that people do, and hopefully that will inspire others to do it.
So why was she chosen for the award?
She typifies unsung heroes in our country, really. The work that she does tirelessly and for the good of others is typical of many of the people that receive British Citizen Awards. They're doing it selflessly, and what they tend to do is they tend to underplay quite often the amount of work and effort that goes into it. So, for instance, in Emily's case, she started off by running a charity auction, and you think, okay, an online auction, that's not a massive amount of effort, but when you read between the lines and realise that she had to go throughout the streets of Marlborough talking to retailers, asking them to donate prizes so that she could auction them, and the amount of effort and work that goes into that, and the repetitive story that she has to give about the work that she's doing, it all stacks up. And then when you see how much time and energy and effort that people put in, and across the nation we're seeing it time and time again, and often, too often, there's no recognition for them. And so that's what made Emily that, and the fact that it's a multifaceted charitable thing that she's doing. She's not sticking just to the Oscar fund. She's taking it wider, and she's making what's often a taboo and very upsetting subject, she's making people aware of it, and that gives people a voice.
Can you tell us more about the awards? I mean, if people are listening to this and they know of another Emily, if you like, somewhere else in Wiltshire, and they want to nominate someone, how do they go about it? And indeed, who decides?
Okay, so the process is, we've designed it to be as simple as possible, but it is a nomination process. People can't self-nominate. It has to be from somebody who has recognised the work that they're doing, and each nomination has to be seconded by an independent person, which cannot be a family member, because I know in Emily's case it was her sister that nominated her. For the rules of the awards, it has to be seconded by at least one non-family member. The nominations are available freely. The nomination forms can be downloaded on the website, which is britishcitizenawards.co.uk.
That's all one word. There's no dots or anything in there.
No dots. It's British Citizen singular, awards plural.
Right, okay.
That's the one that normally gets us. .co.uk.
And .co.uk, right, okay. So that's where you go to, right.
And that's where you go to. And then what happens is a series of events then take place. It goes through various independent assessment panels, which are looking to validate the claims that are made. We have to make sure that the things that are being said are true and have happened. And it's not judged in any way, because you can't judge the good that people are doing in society. It's impossible, because what Emily's doing is as good as what anyone else is doing for other reasons. So what happens is, eventually, when they're validated, when we've been through all of the processes, we're certain that everything's taken place as it should have done, the nominee is contacted, and they have to declare that it's true and that they've done all of the things that they've done as well. And then an independent panel will sit and go through each of the nominations. And it's looking to see the level of impact that people have had on society, communities, good causes, or awareness that they've done. So the process is quite involved. And, of course, we have a media partner in the I newspaper, and, of course, they also undertake media checks to ensure that everybody has done what they've set out to do, really. So
fairly long process, then, it sounds like.
It's a long administrative process from the awarding point of view, but from the nomination side, it's streamlined. It's not as nowhere near as complex as the traditional honours system, and it's all the work's undertaken by the independent panels and the teams this end, so that it makes it accessible, which is another key thing for us. We want it to be seen as being accessible to all and recognising people from all cultural backgrounds throughout the UK, which is representative of the UK society today.
All right, then. Well, look, Mike, we're going to have to leave it there, but if you want to nominate, if you've heard Emily's story and you've thought to yourself, well, I know someone who deserves something like this, BritishCitizenAwards.co.uk is where you need to go. Mike, many thanks for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Mike Faulkner, co-founder of the British Citizen Awards, and well done once again to Emily.